All right, hello everybody, welcome to my very first podcast here, and I'm really excited doing this. And what I pretty much do as an intellectual and as an analyst, I pretty much analyze trends around the world, political trends around the world, and how these really affect market. And this is something that a lot of investors can be part of it. My name is Rufai Hosseini. I'm a thought leader, global world changer, and I have a lot of ideas that are going to change the world. So today, the story broke. David Davis, the Brexit secretary, resigned this morning. In fact, the meeting started over the weekend, and they had an extensive meeting because they're looking forward to that very, very important day next year in 2019 when England is going to leave the Eurozone. And the conversation has been on about that for quite some time because England has not been able to get their acts together as regards leaving the Eurozone. In case you do not forget, you remember what happened a couple of years back now, the 23rd of June, when England voted to get out of the EU. And England had been in the EU for quite some time. In fact, this love-lost relationship between England and the EU had been around since the 60s. In fact, in the 60s, it was said that the leader of France, then Charles de Gaulle, didn't want England to come into the EU. Finally, they had their way in the EU. And in the 70s, they had an election, a vote too, like this, to leave the EU. But they remained after that point in time. So this rambling has gone on for quite some time. They're looking forward to that date. There's still some key issues. Northern Ireland is one of them, autonomy for Northern Ireland, some other parts, the customs union, understanding the customs union. There's been a lot of mechanism today. Some say England is going to go the way of Ireland. I mean, England is going to go the way of Norway and have like a special deal. But the EU has a very tough negotiator, Michel Barnier. Michel Barnier of French origin has been a tough negotiator, and it's very difficult for Britain. They had a meeting over the weekend. And Boris Johnson now, I'm just hearing, has quit. What this will do is, if you're trading Forex now, you should try to trade against the pound, because this is definitely going to affect the British pound sterling in the market. The pound is going to go down. So trade heavily against the pound, because investors are going to be trading all the pounds they have. And if you do trade heavily against the pound, definitely you're set to make a killing. And it's really, really very important you trade heavily against the pound this time. The market should stabilize by tomorrow. Boris Johnson is gone. David Davis is gone. And there should be a cabinet shuffle. I predict it within the next 5-6 months, Theresa May should be shaking and she should be well on her way out. So if you're in the market today and you're trading, trade against the pound sterling. Thank you very much. I'll be bringing more information your way.